up? Welcome to, again, much anticipated, episode 17, Share the Magic Podcast. I'm Brandon.
Lindsay.
Go ahead, Dad.
Papa Rick.
Dad and I almost just had a contusion leaning into the microphone. CTE via podcast.
Papa Rick has that delayed lean in. We thought we'd be back really quickly to do part two of our trip, but in typical Share the Magic Podcast fashion, we're about a month late. Actually, about 2 months late. But hey,
gosh,
that's what COVID will do to you. We had so much going on in quarantine that we didn't have time to do a podcast. But we're here to finish off the trip report that feels like 42 years ago, pre-COVID.
It's been 80 years.
Was there a life pre-COVID? I don't even remember what pre-corona was. Apparently, you get to see other people.
Disney World, yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about some of the events we did, some of the just the park days in general. Last time we did a review of the Polynesian and Contemporary, and then we did just a bunch of dining reviews where places we ate, some new fancy places that Luke tried out. Morimoto
Asia, Raglan Road.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We covered them all last podcast. So you can listen to it.
We tried the Boudin balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We tried a lot of different dining things. So
got a set for free.
We did. And we didn't feel bad about it because they're overpriced anyway.
Yeah.
So today we're going to bring you just some reviews of some of the new things. Runaway Railway, what the much talked about. Runaway Railway.
Wise of the Resistance.
Much anticipated Rise of the Resistance. And so we'll just, just Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in general. But I guess before that, developments, theme park, and this is, you know, if you go back and listen to it 3 years from now, this won't matter to you. It'll be like a time capsule.
That's right. We'll be dating ourselves.
Tomorrow, May 27th, Disney will be releasing their plans to reopen. So that's good news. Back a step towards normalcy. Universal Studios will reopen June 5th to everybody. So that's just about a week away. What's the date? Yeah, about a week away. 2 weeks, I don't know. But, so at least headed back to normalcy a little bit. So
it'll be open. We'll see what it looks like.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of different things where we'll probably discuss. Social distancing.
Masks.
But let's jump into March when it was sort of normal. It was kind of weird when Corona was happening.
Yeah, we just didn't care.
Disney World just
long hair, don't care.
Didn't seem to be real while you were there.
That's how Walt built Disney World too. Like, of course, not to escape pandemics necessarily, but like a place like you get there and like the world doesn't like it just doesn't exist outside of this.
Right, you're encapsulated in your fun bubble.
And when you leave, you're so depressed.
We left and we're in quarantine.
I know. So. I haven't walked into into my office since we left Disney World. So, and Lindsay.
Yep.
Didn't teach?
Yeah. Well, I taught from home, so that's different.
Troy and I are about the only members of our giant extended family who've gone into work.
And we're thankful for the essential workers.
Someone called me a hero.
I put my 2 days in a week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right. I forgot. Dad has also gone in the office.
This episode 17 is in memory of, I mean, whatever you say.
Not only have I gone to dedicated. Office, I've watched The Office nonstop.
All the essential workers. The essential workers.
Several. Oh, okay. Dedicated to.
Dedicated was the word, yeah.
In memory of Luke.
Yeah, all of the grocery store workers, truck drivers, pharmacists. You know, those non-essential healthcare workers.
Yeah, the non-essential healthcare. Pharmacists aren't that important.
Pharmacists.
So anyway, so we'll see what happens, what it looks like, and we'll be sure to be looking at Share the Magic Travel on Facebook. We'll be updating you with the latest news.
No doubt.
So jumping into our trip, we did 8 park days, which is a lot, and allows you to spread out everything and do everything.
And yet, we still didn't do Tom Sawyer.
We still haven't done
Tom Sawyer. Or a water park.
We've done a water park.
No, we haven't. Well, I haven't.
Okay, well, I have.
Yeah.
I have
Blizzard Beach, is that?
The problem with the water park, and I was talking to somebody about this weekend, the opportunity cost of the water park is too high.
Well, but I think the more times you go, if you're going 3 times a year, then that opportunity cost lessens every time.
It's different if you're going in July, and all of a sudden it sounds like the best idea ever.
That's a good point.
You're right, though.
You go in March when it was cold in the mornings.
The more times you go to Disney, the opportunity cost lessens because...
Yeah.
But if you're there for like a 1 week a year, I just can't recommend going. Because it's no better than Big Kahuna's. I mean, it may be a little bit better, but it's a water slide. Like, they can't... Where Disney differentiates itself is like the dart rides and the restaurants and the characters. And none of that exists in the water park.
And it really should. I don't know why they don't...
They do have characters. Like,
bring Ariel in there.
They do have
a character. They have a whole new demographic.
Yeah. Character.
They do have a couple characters of meet and greeting, but it's not like it's not the draw. Yeah.
Right.
And plus, Volcano Bay is currently the best water park in Orlando at Universal.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so
an RIP to the much anticipated third park. At Universal.
Yeah, so Epic Universe, I mean, it's delayed, not canceled, but it's delayed long enough to where we're going to be old when it opens.
Right.
But that's going to be
hopefully
awesome.
Hopefully they'll have ramps for our wheelchairs.
Yeah. That's going to be an awesome part. Yeah, you're right. Scooters. I'll be on Medicare if it exists.
There'll be some 20-year-old talking ish to us just like we are to all the other grannies and grandpas clogging the lines.
Oh, no.
We're in the wheelchairs. But... So we did 8 park days, but we really did a lot of special events. And that's and we talked about it a little bit, that's a new thing Disney's doing where, you know, 2 spring breaks ago, the parks were open to 1 a.m., or at least Magic Kingdom was.
Yeah.
And now,
they're
open to 9. They're open to 9, and for several reasons. One is because of cuts to budget, thanks to Bob Chapek, who's now CEO of Disney, which is actually a good thing because he's farther away from the parks. But regardless, it's cheaper for them to close the parks earlier.
I want to commend you for not saying irregardless, which is
irregardless. Irregardless, it's cheaper to close the parks early.
And you said farther, not further.
Farther. Farther along will know all about it.
The two definitions there, that's Finding Forrester. Great movie.
Yeah. I never seen it.
Oh, it's awesome.
I need to watch it.
Sean Connery, not a soup mm-hmm. question.
Shout out. Yeah. Lend me your hand.
Farther has to do with distance. Further is definition of degree.
There you go.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Not only get to learn about Disney, you get educated in English.
No doubt. your English is...
I wish you could see his face when he says things like that.
That's half the deliveries. Dad's scrunched face.
Yeah. It's a sight to behold.
We're trying to segue into special events, but it's taking us a while to get there.
Hey, that's fine. We're here for the entertainment of the masses.
That's right.
To all 300 of you.
So, you asked, we listened.
Hey, we're just growing, okay? You got to start somewhere. So Disney has gone away from long park hours and have shifted to essentially selling the park 3 times. So you get early morning magic hour or the event, the early morning magic event. You get the regular park hours and then you get after hours. So they're selling the same price ticket 3 times. And for our family, they sold it. We bought all 3 of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's an awesome revenue stream, and it's totally worth it.
Yeah, think so.
Every event we did was worth it.
Yeah.
Yes,
I would do all 3 again.
That early next trip. Morning, the breakfast about made it worth it.
Yeah, I mean the early morning, and we'll review each individually. I guess the first one we did was Magic Kingdom after hours.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean I don't know how many thousand people, but you don't even notice it. You rarely cross someone else in the park.
The only time we noticed is they purposely made Space Mountain a really long wait because they shut it down to 1 aisle.
They did.
And so that was a wait. But everything else, we basically hopped on.
No, Space Mountain was a 45-minute wait, which is dumb.
Yeah.
Dad
let them know it.
Yeah.
I did earn my wings on the old Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Your wings?
Many practice runs.
Yeah, I mean, like a year ago, Brandon and I had an instructional video for how to get Galactic Hero, but we didn't know we were going to have to come out with an instructional video for how to get Galactic Hero with both guns as one
on
person.
On the same ride.
Double Galactic Hero.
Not only did Arnaz achieve Galactic Hero status, he was the first of the family to achieve double Galactic Hero status. And honestly, going into that night, I didn't know you could get double Galactic Hero.
We didn't know that was a thing. And then there was a pressure on me the next I couldn't even have fun. All I could think about was Dad's accomplishment. So I had to go back after hours for 3 nights until I got double Galactic Hero.
He paid $700 trying to get double Galactic Hero. And that was right before we about whipped that dude in the line talking about the Eli and the Cowboys and whatever you're talking
about.
We
had the most ignorant New Yorker guy. To a degree, these debates are subjective.
That was redundant.
Where, oh, yeah, good point. Ignorant New Yorker?
Yeah.
Um, To a degree, I mean, it's subjective to say who's good, who's not, but we were just hitting him with stats. Like, well, you can say that, but Eli is eighth all time in yards. He's like, no, he's not. We're like, pull up my phone right in front of your face. I don't know if you're you Ray Charles or if you're just refusing to look at
it. You were seeing Ray Charles' house?
MVP, two Super Bowls.
Yeah, neither. So anyway, yeah, that was right before Arden Oz achieved double galactic hero. But the Magic Kingdom is empty. You get free, free, Cokes and Mickey ice cream bars, Mickey ice cream sandwiches, incredible. Popcorn, all you can eat.
Now, we did have some Pharisee workers there. It was about 8:59, and I was lined up for my Mickey bar so I could go eat it in the corner and hide. They said, well, it's not 9 o'clock yet.
Yep.
I said, well, we're 13 seconds away. If you go ahead and kindly hand that over, I'd appreciate it. So I waited until 9 o'clock.
Very legalistic cast members.
Absolutely.
And then
when they closed, they just left those bars sitting up there
for whoever wanted them to melt.
I've never had
such good ice cream in my entire life. There's something about it.
I ate probably 32 Mickey bars that night. I just ate things to be eating it.
Early on, Dad was sort of scorning how we would just get a Sprite, take a few swigs, and throw it away. By the end, Dad was just taking them and juggling them, throwing them over his shoulders.
Y'all are exaggerating. You know I don't like to waste stuff.
Personally offended him with that joke.
He don't like to waste stuff until he saw that line to Space Mountain. Yeah. Then he took 19 swigs and 19 Cokes. Yeah. He paid them back.
He was using them as javelins for whoever had closed off that second line.
He didn't feel so bad. No, it's absolutely worth it. We rode everything we wanted to ride. We could have ridden every ride in the park. It's only 3 hours. I think like an extra hour would be awesome. Yeah. Like 4 hours. But, I mean, I guess you could say that every time you...
That 3 hours went in a hurry.
It went fast, yeah. And the park's so huge.
That's it. The distance it takes to get from one
Once you
to
go to Big Thunder Mountain, like getting back to Space Mountain's 30 minutes.
Right.
Just walking.
And that's with you there, and you knew every shortcut and how to get exact. I mean, Dad and I would have been an extra 30 minutes wandering around the park.
Yep.
We took advantage of the after hours to ride the carousel. Normally there's a huge line, but we got right on.
It is. That's a true statement. We rode the carousel. Didn't expect to ride the carousel after hours.
I think that was my favorite part of the whole 3 hours.
I was saying...
Carousel of Progress?
No, the actual carousel.
That's my favorite carousel. It's the only one I know of that adults can just ride on.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and I was thinking, if you told me 10 years ago I was going to be at Magic Kingdom After Hours with just my brother-in-law, mother-in-law, and father-in-law riding the carousel at 2 a.m. with two other people.
And that Rick Knox made just a straight line for the carousel.
It did. That's right, the carousel. We passed a lot of good...
I might have been feeling the after effects of that witch's brew, though.
Oh, yeah. Witch's brew was on point. But no, I mean, the park to yourself, it's exactly what it seems like it is. Nobody's there. We rode Pirates, Haunted Mansion, Splash Mountain. We rode Big Thunder Mountain like 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Buzz Lightyear. If you're wearing hats and glasses,
best remove.
People probably got tired of us saying that.
People Mover was down the whole time. Splash Mountain was almost down the whole time. Remember, we had to go back and ride it.
Yes.
It was closed.
Did People Mover stay down?
People Mover down almost the whole trip. Yep.
We rode it plenty at first, but...
Yep, it went down.
And, you know, this wasn't technically an after-hours event, but Mom and I closed the park down the last night we were there, and I scored a splash pass... Fast pass for Splash Mountain right at the end.
Yeah.
And the rides, I don't know what screwed up with it, but we got over the big hill... And the log stopped, and we stayed there for 45 minutes after park close, waiting on someone to pry us out with the jaws of death.
Oh, my gracious.
Seems like Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear caused a commotion downstream, or Brer Fox.
Sure did.
We've been stuck on Splash before.
Yeah, we heard that line a million times.
That's fun, though. That's a good end trip. Mm-hmm. Hashtag memories. I would do Magic Kingdom After Hours every time. You know, it was about $140 a person. They have the Villains After Hours also, it's same 3 hours, same pretty much access, except there's some villains out meet and greeting, and it's more expensive.
Like $30 a person?
There's some special villains treats and stuff, but we opted just to do the regular After Hours.
I think next time, we would do both.
Yeah, I would do it every night. It was a lot of, I was upset being at Polynesian and hearing the Villains After Hours and not being there. I hate the park being open and you're not in it. But, so Magic Kingdom After Hours, we highly recommended, right?
It's one of my favorite things at the whole trip.
Yeah, I would definitely do it again.
Yeah, it's just late at night, but I mean, it's not, what, 9 to 1? So, and then Lindsay, she didn't do the Magic Kingdom after hours, but we did the next day, which was brutal. We did the Magic Kingdom early morning hour.
Was that 7 to 8:30 or?
It was 7:45 to 8:30.
Okay. Wait.
No.
No, it was longer than that. It was about an hour and a half.
7:45 to 9.
Nine.
Okay. It was only like an hour and 15 minutes, but you got Peter Pan. You got pretty much all of Fantasyland.
Yeah. It's all of Fantasyland.
Seven Dwarfs.
And it includes, like I said, that breakfast. That was amazing.
Yeah. What was the breakfast?
It was at Cosmic Rays and...
Your favorite.
I love that place. I mean, it had, like, you got a platter, and then you could go to the buffet and get, like, fruits, and I think they had, like, croissants, and it was amazing. It had, like, the hash browns, like, stack of pancakes, a biscuit, bacon, sausage.
And you get unlimited platters. You could go back and get more platters.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing.
And you had to, like 11 or 10... You get till 10, that's right.
Yeah. So you can really ride everything.
That's what
we did.
And then
right as it closed, you get your breakfast.
Yeah, we finished the early morning, and then once they opened the park, we went and did the breakfast.
And not only that, we went and rope dropped Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train 4 times as a group. We did Winnie the Pooh. We did Peter Pan.
We did Peter Pan what?
Peter Pan's flight, we literally didn't have to get back in line.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for people that go, well, no, that line's 2 hours plus.
Like, you just actually stayed on the ride?
No, we got off the exit and jumped over. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
He opened the rail for us just to get back on the next ship.
Yeah.
So, we're actually ahead of our ship. We actually beat staying on the ride. No, I mean, it's absolutely worth it. And that's like $79 a person. So, I mean, these things definitely add up. And so most, I think most times you would pick one or two that you want to do.
We did Little Mermaid. We did the carousel.
For most families with older kids and just adults, the after hours late night is better because you can do everything and it's thrill rides. But for kids that don't want to stay up late, like, jeez, early morning is the best. And
that's where most of their favorite rides are anyway. The ones that you don't want to always use all your fast passes for and all that. So, like, Knox loves Peter Pan, but we're not going to stand in that line. And, you know, it's hard to get a fast pass for it. So him getting to ride it, like, 3 times in a row was perfect.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say it's a much better value, I think, than the VIP tour.
Yeah. There's no reason.
That's around, like, $130 or $150.
An hour.
What's that?
An hour? Oh.
I think total it's about...
The event?
Yeah, the event.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you don't ride any more rides. You just have a guide that takes you from one thing to another, and I think at the end you get like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Whereas this, you get a full platter, and you can ride endless rides with no wait.
And, you know, I think, to me, the early morning is way different than after, because after hours is almost like a separate park day. Like, you enter the park, and you just go and ride. Early morning, you treat it as like an extension of your day.
Yeah.
So you schedule 3 different fast passes. You don't need Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Peter Pan Slider. And so, by the time the park opens, you've already done Fantasyland.
Right.
Now your fast passes can be Splash, Big Thunder, and Space. And you've already done the
hard... like you said, you're already in a perfect position to rope drop other things.
Oh, you're in the middle of the park but while it opens.
Right.
If we didn't want to get to the breakfast and we had older kids, we would have done Big Thunder, Splash, and Haunted Mansion. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got a huge head start.
That may be the most cost-efficient way to crush Magic Kingdom.
I think it is. I mean, it's, you know, for $79 a person, I mean, it was my favorite of the 3 after-hours events we did.
It was so fun.
Yeah. And then the last one was...
I love that one.
Yeah, the adults.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom.
The grandparents stay back with the children.
Let me just tell y'all.
That was very nice.
Let me just tell y'all what we accomplished at Animal Kingdom After Hours. We rode Expedition Everest 4 times, Flight of Passage twice, Dinosaur twice, Navi River Journey once, Primeval... World, y'all did it twice.
3 times,
once.
I think.
Yeah, okay. And then, I had 2 Diet Cokes, a popcorn, and a Mickey bar.
and that was a light night.
And I still have my bracelet on
you
from
still
it.
Have it.
Lindsay is literally
that
wearing.
That thing probably has every strain of Corona possible.
It showers just as frequently as I do.
So
that's where she got her immunity, right there.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Positive antibodies.
So, yeah, she's still wearing her bracelet. That was March the 12th.
Hanging tight.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
everybody thinks I've been in the hospital, though, and they kind of stand clear of me. I'm like, no. just Disney World. Not sure which one had more germs at that time, but
maybe you can use that for handicapped parking.
That's right. Here's my bracelet.
Lacey almost qualifies.
Yeah, it's like the
height. 4'10".
Right.
I was more excited about Animal Kingdom After Hours because we already go to Magic Kingdom 3 days a trip, yeah, and we do everything anyway. Animal Kingdom, we usually go one day, and then we ride Flight of Passage once. We do Everett's once or twice. And we do, we were able to do all that stuff over and over. The problem for me, though, is in my old age, almost 32 years old, I developed a bit of motion sickness problems.
Yeah, we could have ridden Everest 10 times if we wanted to.
I can ride that stuff, but when it's throw out, I mean, even dinosaurs so jerky. I didn't get sick necessarily, but I couldn't ride Flight of Passage twice, and you can either, right?
Yeah. Flight of Passage has always been the one ride that I can't do. Yeah. Something about it makes me
really
sick.
I really think that first time we got in a seat that just causes you to be more motion sick, because the first time made me a little sick, but me and Lacey went ahead and got right back on, and the second time where we were, it didn't make us as dizzy.
I just think Everest 6 times and dinosaur twice, and I couldn't do it anymore.
Flight of Passage reminds me of being in the back seat when Dad's circling around trying to find that perfect parking spot. It's just something about it just conjures this.
Trying to find a spot at Pompano Joe's.
Yeah, the one where no one can touch him.
Yeah.
I don't like dings in my vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't blame you there.
A pristine body.
And if he gets one, he's going to take the car back and get another one.
The one time Dad's van got a ding in it, he didn't say anything to anybody. He just waited about a week. He said, "Notice anything new about the van?" I was like, "Well, no." He's like, "Well, it's a new van."
I wish the rest of the family got the opportunity to buy a new car when they hit it with a shopping cart.
We drove it all the way to Florida, and then he asked if anybody noticed anything new about it. No.
He goes, "You rode in a new van." Later we found out it's because I think a shopping cart ran into the side of it or something.
The other one only had 3,000 miles.
So... no, so it's like riding with him. Yeah. But I do think a lot of it was just riding all those throughouts back. Whereas at Magic Kingdom, you can squeeze in Haunted Mansion Pirates.
You can throw in a carousel.
And spread out the thrill.
Right. So they're all thrill rides at Animal Kingdom.
That's all there are.
We still have that van, by the way. Lacey's driving. Yeah,
it's still around.
If you're wondering.
We did do Navi River Journey, though.
We did.
That's kind of a slower pace. That's true. To break
it
up.
That's true.
And I think my favorite part is when we did the safari at night and just tried to outrun all the lions.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That didn't really happen.
The safari is not open at night.
They used to be.
You can't do any spotlighting.
It used to be, but they quit it because there weren't enough animals out.
That's one thing we have not done. I haven't not gone over to that safari, what do you call it, the DVC over there.
Oh, you're talking about Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, Kwamagami, Kwamagami
yeah.
Joe.
You haven't gotten to... Wait, say that again. Kwame Joe.
What are the two places you stay?
Kwame Brown.
Kidani Village and Jumbo House.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I didn't know where we were going.
I didn't stay at the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Yeah, Kidani Village and Jumbo House. But I thought Animal Kingdom After Hours was awesome.
It was so fun.
Being in Animal Kingdom at night is just a different deal for most people.
Oh, man. The glow.
Yeah.
Walking through...
Pandora.
Yeah, walking through Pandora.
The bioluminescence.
It's like you're in a rave.
It's nice. It is super fun.
It was so fun.
And still unlimited
Mickey
bars.
They had the dance party and the dino.
Oh, yeah. We're the only ones in the dance party with Chip and Dale.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. We're going nuts.
That was so fun.
So, again, highly recommended. They're not currently doing that at Hollywood Studios. Once they do, the Star Wars stuff and Toy Story Land, I mean, that's just going to be... That's going to be the best park to have after hours.
Absolutely. Because you can't do...
Star Wars, Toy Story Land, and, like... Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh.
Do you think they're going to do that anytime soon?
The only
like
reason
they couldn't.
The only reason, well, I don't know what they're doing.
Why couldn't they?
With
I don't know. It just seems. Well, I guess they could.
The reason they're not now. I mean, obviously Disney wants the revenue stream.
Yeah.
Is because they can't keep Rise of Resistance open, and they use the nighttime to fix it.
Yeah.
But you could just not do Rise of the Resistance. I mean, still Rock and Roller Coaster,
Disneyland
Tower
did that.
Of Terror, Slinky.
Yeah. So
Toy Story Mania.
Disneyland has Galaxy's Edge. In Disneyland Park, and they do after-hours events there, and Rise of Resistance is just offline during the events.
Yeah.
But so you can still go into Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, you can do Smuggler's Run and get the blue milk and Mono Wraps.
They should do that.
Incredible. Because it's just
is that where the car ride is, where you create your own car?
No, that's
no, you're talking about
Test Track.
Oh, yeah.
Test Track at Epcot.
I got to go there after dark.
Just while the best he's car thinking you've ever seen. About it.
They don't,
not the same park, but still fun.
Yeah.
They don't have...
They should have a park hopper after night. Yeah, after dark.
That would be incredible.
I don't think they'll ever have Epcot after hours. Or maybe when Guardians and Ratatouille's online.
Yeah, when both of those are.
Yeah. But it's still... I mean, because most people want to walk around World Showcase, that would be closed. But I guess Frozen, I don't know.
You got your three tier ones plus Guardians and Ratatouille. Yeah. That might be worth it.
Yeah, Soarin' and...
No reason for them not to do it. It's extra money.
That's currently not offered, and Hollywood Studios is not offered. For a while, they did Toy Story Land, Early Morning Magic, and which rave reviews for that.
Yeah.
But no, I think if they ever do Hollywood, that'll be the best part. And so let's segue that, you know, into the two newest rides.
No, if they offered segues in Magic Kingdom during After Hours, we could shave off a lot of walking time.
You know, the creator of Segway died by driving his Segway off a mountain.
Didn't they outlaw Segways after that? They said it was a hazard.
I don't know what they did.
By accident?
Yeah, I think it was an accident.
Well, that's terrifying.
That's a good example of irony.
That's why you shouldn't buy a Segway. Stock plummeted that day.
Oh, no. Was that his name? Sum Ting Wong?
So, speaking of which, Disney stock is making a rebound if you're looking for an investment.
That's tomorrow. True.
Maybe too late.
I think tomorrow could be a huge day if Disney, because tomorrow Disney's open, then and the general public doesn't really keep up when Disney's announcing. They're just going to see the headline.
That's right.
So
maybe a good time to sell after it spikes.
Yeah, that may be a quick buy sell day trade tomorrow.
Yeah,
you never know what you're going to learn.
Put more money into Mark.
Man, who knew this would be?
Brandon and I have developed a new hobby:
day trading.
We just day trade. We contribute nothing to society.
Not at all.
But anyway, we'll review the two newest attractions at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Okay.
One, the only 50 people got to ride. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opened March 4th and closed March 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been open for 2 weeks.
Did it close because of Corona? Or?
Yeah.
Well, because,
it was open
nothing
right
can stop me now except for coronavirus.
Every ride at Disney World closed for Corona.
Okay. I thought you thought it was broke down or something.
No, it closed for coronavirus. After a two-week run.
I don't think I fully grasped what a trackless vehicle was until getting on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
It's an awesome concept.
It's incredible.
Tokyo has a lot of it. Go watch the Winnie the Pooh ride to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. This is unbelievable.
The feeling of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, conceptually, I could understand it, but until you're in that thing...
You don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I liked it better than the other.
Me, too.
You did?
Yeah. Which is a hot take.
It's super hot take.
Super hot take.
And there's a reason you liked it better. It was not better than the other.
But we were in a better mood because we didn't have to wait 4
That's
hours.
That's it. Like, it wasn't... If you got on that ride with a fast pass, there's no way anyone... But we'll get to... Sticking with the Runaway Railway, I was expecting to like it more than Rise of Resistance.
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah. I mean, I think...
It was just... I love Mickey and Minnie. Being so different, and it's the first ride featuring...
If anything,
classic characters.
If anything, I may have been a little underwhelmed.
Huh.
Yeah, but only because the hype is so big, not because it isn't a great ride, I feel like.
It's more screen-based than I thought.
It wasn't 4D enough for you? Is that...
When they first announced it, they started talking about all the sets transforming and being... And it did once. But the rest didn't. And I don't know. I just felt like it was...
They sort of teased the technology, but they didn't fully baptize it.
It did seem like it was going to have more advanced technology than what was actually there, I guess.
Yeah. When was the time it did transform?
At the very end, it goes, spoiler alert, when they're doing the factory scene, and all of a sudden it turns into the park. And also, when you're underwater, it starts as a volcano and turns underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in the middle of that ride, aren't there four different versions you can see?
Well, there's a little subplot. One vehicle can watch Pluto... And the other three don't get to see him because he's late behind everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so you can follow different stories based on what... They're very small, but... And that was oversold, too.
I was going to say, that part was oversold. I was expecting, literally to feel like you went on four different rides. Yeah. And then it's just, minor stories you might miss that are a little bit different.
Yeah. No different than if you rode a dark
ride. So basically,
ride,
you would love it
another.
Unless you looked too much into it and expected too much from it. Right.
Yeah. I don't know what people expect. It is a great ride.
Because I didn't watch any hype video for it. Just went in cold and loved it.
All I did was watch the media. Like, I would skip the part where they wrote it, and I would just hear their review.
Yeah. See, now, and I would say Rise of the Resistance was overhyped because we saw those videos where grown men had tears streaming down their face to say it was such an experience. It wasn't even a ride. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was just a cool ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rise of the Resistance. Enough people say it's the best ride they've ever ridden that are not normally hyperbolic like I am for me to believe it's the best ride in the world.
It wouldn't be in my top 10.
Yeah. Top 10?
No. Well, a lot of it, too, is that people have like a sentimental tie to Star Wars and you do not.
Yeah. I do not.
And you were mad about me waiting 6 hours ago.
Yeah. I think we gave this advice already, but if you were going to ride it and the ride shuts down, just treat it like it's not going to open again. Don't hang around for it. Yeah.
Well, the problem with Hollywood is you can't do anything else in the meantime because there are no same-day fast passes. Like, that park is broken.
Say what you want about not being in your, you know, people are going. It was 6:30 a.m. and the line to get in was, and those people, tons of people who've already done it. Like, people keep going back for it.
And I was worried about the kids that we left four kids with two people.
If you can just look at the ride,
right?
There's no way to say it's not the best ride at Disney World, just from a technology, like, there's nothing that compares in terms of the overall experience. The way that they, I don't want to spoil it because I would have been mad if I listened to, if I ignored everything that heard, but the way, like, from the second you get in that line to the end is, like, it's wild. To me, the best part was before the ride actually started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you had the cast members who were sort of grilling.
I mean, you get a
Lindsay.
Yeah. Which usually makes me very nervous. But I just decided I was going to roll with it because I knew I was going to be the one picked on.
I mean, they had the best of the best cast members as the First Order, just blistering people.
Yeah. It was so funny.
That was the part I really liked.
Yeah. I mean, and that's part of the ride. Like, that's something you don't get on any other ride is that just.
Yeah, it is unique in the way that you feel like you're part of the plot of the ride.
And then you start off on that one ride and then you get off and you go through that Star Destroyer. Like, it's. If we were able to get there, get a boarding group and ride it.
Yeah, it would have changed it.
I mean, it's the best dark. I told Lindsay this the other day. It's the best. I can recognize it as the best ride at Disney World, like I did Flight of Passage. It's not in my top three.
Right. It's not the most enjoyable, but it's the
not
best.
Not for me. No, it is for everybody else. Like, I was reading, like, all these articles, all these, like, folks from Touring Plans put out of the world that they've been to every Disney park, and Rise of Resistance is number one on every list, or number top three every time.
Yeah, I think it's better than Flight of Passage.
I need to ride it again.
Yeah, I think maybe get a different opinion, but
I don't know. I was expecting so much. I think
we just Dad and I. Brandon is so good. He's such a great hype master.
Well,
and he gets us so pumped up that if it doesn't live up to everything, we're like, well.
Well, I think Rick was surprised it went like a thrill ride.
Yeah, I thought it was.
And so
because of the Tower of Terror drop, he thought it was going to be more action packed.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you go into a ride,
drop like you do.
If you go on Small World expecting Splash Mountain, there's no way to be that live up to the hype.
Well, you shouldn't be hyping up Small World to that degree anyway.
Yeah,
so I'm saying, so
it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
And so much too is he's never seen a Star Wars movie ever.
Yeah, that plays a role.
And that's what's
like,
called.
You go into Harry Potter world, you haven't read a book.
I was about to say,
it's
kind of like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's just
I don't want to pay for a stupid wand.
You can't teach me anything about Harry Potter. I'm all over him.
Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't mean as much if you don't have the attachment to it, I'm sure.
There is so much nostalgia. And they crushed that ride in terms of like what it was supposed to be. Like, it was not going to be a thrill ride. It was going to be like this immersive, you're in a Star Wars story. And there's no more immersive thing in the world in any theme park than that ride. Like, once you step in the line, it's...
Until they open the hotel.
Oh, well, that's going to be next level, too.
I know the people around me were oohing and aahing, so I guess they loved it.
Well, that was Lindsay and Brandon.
No. It was other people taking pictures and turning circles.
Yeah, like I said, we watch enough people who travel all the time. And, like, they ride... What?
I'm just laughing at how you can't move on from it until we agree.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes. Okay, it's technically the best ride in the entire world.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know what Journey to the Center there. They swear that's the best ride in the world.
What?
Journey into the Center of the Earth?
Yeah, you know, from the movie Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so that's the big ride at, if you go to...
is this Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
It's in the volcano. People swear that's the best dark ride Disney's ever done. And also... Mystic Manor in Hong Kong. All these things that are just like, all those engineers came over here and did Rise of Resistance. And so the people who, you know, ride that, and now all of a sudden they're acting like that.
I see what you're saying. I have a question. Someone from Hong Kong, are they, would you call them Hong Kongese or Hong Kongians?
Hong Kongians.
Or just Hong Kong?
Just,
do you know, Dad?
Well, I would guess.
You call them Chinese.
Oh. Hong Kongians. Please, let's call them Hong Kongians from now on. The Hong Kongians said Hong Kongians. That.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if the Hong Kongians say it's the best, it must be, because they had journeyed to the center of the earth.
I'm breathlessly laughing right now.
They have heavy breathing.
As Brandon's arms get crossed tighter every second this debate continues.
I have gone by that entrance many times. I don't know why I never went to that part.
Oh, yeah. It's,
you're talking about in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't realize you were... you've been to Hong Kong. I just didn't really think about you being...
It was back in the 90s when we would get like one like phone call every 2 days from him just to make sure he was still alive.
Yeah.
Back then, the communication was not good.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time, Brandon?
Oh, no. I got a Facebook message. Oh. Hong Kong is considered the worst Disney park with...
France.
No.
Let's keep guessing. Yeah.
Not France. Is
Shanghai.
Paris.
I was going to say, with what's considered the best version. Run. Yeah. So... They can't have Haunted Mansion in China because of ghosts. They can't have ghosts.
Wait, China said, like, there's the Emperor's Zerg, so they can have ghosts.
Like,
yeah, culturally, ghosts are completely out. Like, anytime Star Wars movies have a Force ghost, like, they do terrible. And so they can't have Haunted Mansion. And so they have a ride called Mystic Manor that replaced it, and it's really cool.
So what is freaky about Mystic Manor? It's just like kind of some dirt on the forks or...
No.
Unicorns.
It's just like an OCD man's nightmare.
It's this giant mansion and there's
wrinkled clothes.
There's an audio animatronic. They open this like some kind of magical music box and the whole house comes to life around you and it's pretty cool.
Oh, so it's not scary. It's
no,
like
mystical.
The VR guest.
No, it's not haunted. No ghosts. No, they don't do that over there. Huh. So, anyway, that's why they don't have Haunted Mansion.
I just learned something about that culture, too.
Yeah. The best version of Haunted Mansion is widely considered to be Phantom Manor at Paris. Awesome. And it's only called Phantom Manor because of translation problems. They can't get... Apparently, Haunted Mansion can't go into French. The words, they're all
Haunted
different.
Haunted Mansion.
So, it's Phantom Manor. I don't know. Anyway. But, yeah, Hong Kong is the worst of the Disneyland parks. The worst Disney park in the world is in Paris. The studios part. There's two parts.
That's what
Paris.
I was thinking. It's that second one that's bad.
Yeah.
I was.
So
I don't
your
know
what, your guess was correct.
I basically crushed it. I was trying to think of other movies that they could convert into like an immersive experience, and I was just thinking of the platform. That movie. Did you ever see the platform with the prison?
It didn't have a huge.
The Spanish
where the food
movie.
Goes through.
Yeah, I was thinking what a horrible experience that would be, where you just sit on level 98 and starve to death until there's half-eaten rotten fish bones left.
That'd be a terrible theme park.
You turn Home Alone into a ride in the house where the
I'm
guys
pretty
are
sure talking.
I don't
want to
step
be...
on ornaments and get hit in the head with a brick.
Yeah, that's a good
Look
one.
Look at Buzz's girlfriend, Wolf. Yeah.
I don't want to be immersed into, like, Hunger Games, personally.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So... I think that was supposed to be the whistle.
I think you were saying it was an Andy Griffith ride. So, no, Disney does such a good job with those like immersive environments. That's what Joe Rohde said was like, who cares about the movie plot? Give us something like Pandora. Like, I don't care if you didn't like Avatar. We can make Pandora awesome. So, and Star Wars has all that too.
If you didn't like Avatar, you should probably watch it again.
Yeah, that's true. Avatar is my favorite. I think Avatar is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, so super good. Underrated.
And they're currently filming Avatar 2 underwater.
Yeah.
Are they really?
I'm gonna be all
yeah.
over that.
It's gonna be three. It's a trilogy.
Huh. Had no idea. Is it based on a book series?
No.
Okay.
It's a standalone movie series that took like 20 years to make the first one. And it's taking 10 years to make the second one.
Wow. We're actually gonna be geriatric in the third.
Right, we're not gonna live.
The second one comes out next winter, I think, when it comes out.
It did. It was supposed to.
And yeah, they have plans to build a third ride. So there's an expansion pad. Same thing.
I didn't know there was a second ride.
They have Navi River Journey and Flight of Passage.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Star
you
War,
didn't know. You did know.
Star Wars has like two expansion pads.
Really?
Yep. They basically when they build the land, they reserve a piece of like land and lay the foundation for a future attraction that they probably already know.
Wow.
Is an expansion pad, is that just enough room for one ride, or
like it's a perfect spot for where a third ride like will go.
Okay, an E attraction or something.
They don't have to clear out a thing or like they already go and build the spot.
Smart.
The same thing's true with World Showcase. There's like three country expansion pads there.
That would be a good podcast. What country you would want to add?
There are so many that are almost added that aren't. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Like Brazil and Spain are right on the cusp. But the thing is, Disney has to get...
Precipice.
Those countries have to sponsor it.
They have to pay.
They have to pay.
Yeah.
And so...
The country's like, no, I don't think we will pay you, Disney World.
Spain was done. They were going to put... There's a new movie called... Giant, is it Giant? Where mm-hmm. it's going to be a Disney cartoon about Jack and the Beanstalk. It was done. Oh. It was almost done, and they scrapped it. Because they couldn't.
Did that movie not come out?
I know what you're thinking. That's a different one.
Yeah, and so they already had a ride like developed. It was going into Spain. Apparently, they aren't building a country anymore without a ride.
Well, that's a smart idea. They've got to. But yeah. Why not?
They got to kind of spread some of that crowd around somewhere.
Yes. So, that was a tangent, but yeah, no, there's like three expansion paths. One of them is where they have the African little booths right between like Norway and Mexico.
Fairly spacious.
Spacious booths. But that's where one of them was going to go.
Nice.
Where the Lion King, where the Flower and Garden, what word is it? Topiary?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. So, Rise Resistance.
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was good.
It was fun.
Yes, Master.
Best ride in the world.
No, it was good. It was technologically advanced. It was immersive.
It was not ready to be open.
It just wasn't.
That
ready
was
to
the
be.
Problem.
I guess that's the final thing. Any there's no theme park ride in the world you could build to make it worth what we had to do to ride it.
That was the problem.
And I don't care what it is.
You can't really be like objective after waiting that long and having your whole day derailed.
Yeah.
Did you give them the pro tip on what time to enter the phone to try to get your boarding pass?
Well, I didn't because that's going to be, that whole system is derailed now.
It is.
Yeah.
We had it down.
We'll see what happens with the new openings, but it looks like they're going to virtual lines all over the parks now. Like that's going to be the new, it's not going to be getting up there at 7 a.m., but I think virtual lines are going to be everywhere. At least we for sure know it's going to happen at Universal Studios. All the top rides are all virtual lines now. So you're going to wait on your phone, which poses a huge problem.
Yeah, where does everybody go?
When it's crowded, you need 2 hours of people in line.
Yeah.
On a crowded day, what if you pulled everybody out of line and put them in restaurants and
wandering
shops?
Wandering around, yeah. It's not going to
We could
work.
Just visit Volcano Bay and see how that'll work out.
There you go.
They already had to cut capacity 50% because of that. So anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Disney announces reopening with... You know, I think face masks are going to be required. I don't think it. I know they are going to be required. I know that's a polarizing topic in the Disney world. No pun intended.
I think most people just don't want to.
Yeah.
But some people feel it's necessary. Miss the pun, polarizing.
I said in the Disney world. In the world of Disney.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, the little park in Orlando is called Disney
polarized
world.
Polarized light, technology, microbes.
Microbes.
Nope, not there.
I'm hoping in October this is a thing of the past.
Yeah, so we got a trip. We booked a fall break trip for October for a week. I think it's going to be open. I don't know what it's going to look like. It may be masks still until we get
Let's just hope it's not still a mask for three-year-olds. Or
we have a three-year-old who's not going to be wearing no mask, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So it's just not going to happen for him.
He's a rebellious three-year-old.
He is. He's
joined the rebellion.
Strong-minded.
Yeah.
His mind says no masks.
Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
I think it's the opposite.
Yeah, it's...
The flesh is willing, but the spirit is weak.
His spirit is...
I don't think there's anything willing.
The spirit is not willing. Yeah. No, that's the problem.
I just wanted to throw that little line in there.
You do have a Bible camp shirt on.
I do. Great Oaks. Shout out to Great Oaks Camp. Hope it happens. That's still in flux.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But, anyway, a lot of the fun of summer's canceled except our trip to Destin.
Yeah, we still got that Destiny, baby.
In 1 month.
And, coincidentally, Share the Magic Travel now is booking beach resorts.
Hey, if you want to go on a beach vacation, starting today, we'll send you to Gulf Shores or Destin or Panama City.
PCB.
Or Vegas. We had a Vegas trip booked today.
Hey.
So, we'll be glad to send you anywhere.
Yep.
Not just Disney World.
But we actually prefer to send you somewhere else. Easier on us.
We
don't have to book fast passes and dining.
I was just like, I'd rather send you to Disney World, but you're right.
Right now, you can't. So
as someone who's on the front lines, Luke.
I'm a hero of multiple fronts.
Luke is an essential agent.
Getting up to book that Cinderella's Royal Table and then roll into work.
I bet he's the only male pharmacist in Memphis that booked Cinderella's Royal Table and then went to the ICU.
I'm probably the only one who has to pause rounds to get that bibbidi-bobbidi boutique down.
Sorry, sir, with COVID.
Yeah. Hold up, Dr. Kennedy. This is this child's first haircut. It's very important. Get that barbershop lined up.
That's just one of the things we do. Sometimes we put COVID to the side to get that reservation that you're longing for.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll be back soon, hopefully. Hopefully more regular as the world becomes more regular. So will we. And with that,
we're out.
Yeah. I was waiting. Somebody had to make a regular joke.
He is irregularly irregular.
It's unbelievable what we have to deal with when we leave the 901.
If gas cures cancer, right? That's not what's going to get us.
That's the reason we ain't got COVID. We've been cured. We gone.